This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks for listening and for following us online on Twitter and on Facebook as well. We are now less than 2 weeks away from the 50th anniversary of one of the darkest days in recent American history. That was the day that President John F. Kennedy was shot and killed in Dealey Plaza, Dallas, Texas, on November 22nd, 1963. There are going to be several TV shows about this over the course of the next couple of weeks, and one that I'm really looking forward to will air Wednesday night on PBS. Is part of the Nova series. It's called Cold Case JFK. In it, my next guest, Lucian Haag, who has written a book called Shooting Incident Reconstruction, actually goes back and reconstructs what happened that day and uses his firearms and forensics knowledge to see what happened with the gun, what happened with Oswald's rifle, etc., etc., etc. When I heard about the story, I said, we got to get him on the show. Luke, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure having you on here. First, I have to ask, what do today's forensics capabilities have that we didn't have 50 years ago? I know they've advanced, but how far?
Well, we've got instrumentation, one of which is Doppler radar that follows bullets. This allows one to track a bullet from the muzzle of a gun to a target material, ballistic gelatin, for example, ballistic soap, objects that may or may not have been struck in Dealey Plaza, like tree branches, traffic signals. The Doppler radar will show us the impact velocity. It will show the exit velocity, which is very important because if a bullet's going to go on, for example, through the tree that's immediately below the window and strike someone, we need to know how much velocity would it lose. Does it remain stable? The Doppler radar will show us that. It'll show whether the bullet's intact, whether it's flying straight and true, or whether it's yawing or tumbling. All of these things are done with one instrument. This was not possible in any easy way in 1963. In fact, it wasn't possible until just the last few years. In those days, they would have had to use multiple devices like high-speed cameras, a thing called a ballistic chronograph. Actually, they would need two of them, one in front of a target, one behind a target. It's all very difficult. And, of course, the downrange chronograph in 1963, or even years later, stood to be struck by a fragmenting bullet or a destabilized bullet. So you ran the risk of losing one of your instruments. So that's one instrument. High-speed videography, you'll also see on the NOVA program, and I think the audience will be fascinated by what they see there. This has never been shown to the public or captured before with the actual sister gun. I've got two Carcano, is the proper pronunciation. I have two Carcano rifles with the very same ammunition, which is also a collector's item. Very hard to find the kind of cartridges that were fired from the sixth-floor window. So those are two devices, high-speed videography, Doppler radar. Those you'll see being used on the program.
And did you do your experiments in Dealey Plaza or a mock-up somewhere else?
A little of both. I've been to Dealey Plaza three times now. The other instrumentation I failed to mention was the reason for going there with my younger son, Mike Haig, who's a criminalist forensic scientist in Albuquerque. We used a Leica 3D laser scanner. This is a wonderful, expensive, but wonderful piece of technology that scans everything in a shooting scene, or any scene for that matter, stores it in the computer, so now you can get measurements, distances, angles to anything you want, down to fractions of an inch accuracy. So, for example, if we want to go look at the grassy knoll idea, or a shooter from the stockade fence, Mike, who runs this system eloquently, can go in and click on the stockade fence, any particular location, go to the location where Kennedy's head would have been, that's in the computer, and answer the question about distance, angle, and then we can look at angles to other locations, like Jackie Kennedy, a man named James Tagg, who actually is a third gunshot victim that few people know about. He's struck in the face down by the triple underpass. So that technology allows us to answer virtually any question about angle, distance, surface curvature, the roadway, What would a bullet do if it went here instead of there? How long would it take to go there? That's the fourth device of ballistic programs, computer programs, that once I know what's called the ballistic coefficient, and I now know it from the Doppler radar, of this bullet, I can tell you how long it would take to get to any point an audience, a person would like to know, how fast will it be going, and what angle will it arrive at the street, at the underpass, at the windshield, at a citizen's location.
Well, I'm obviously not going to ask you what your conclusions were, because we want people to watch on Wednesday night, and I want to watch on Wednesday night and not have it spoiled beforehand, because I want to see what you figured out. But I'm curious, when you started this project, Luke, were you out, in your mind, were you out to debunk or confirm what we thought we knew about that day?
Actually, the answer is neither. A good forensic scientist, I'd like to consider myself one after 47 years, simply looks at what are the competing hypotheses, what are the competing claims or theories. Obviously, there's multiple conspiracy theories. I hesitate to call them theories, but multiple conspiracy ideas that have been presented in books and articles and newspapers. And, of course, there's the Warren Commission report and the later House Select Committee on Assassinations report. So those are your competing theories. One shooter, one gun, two strikes to the president, one miss. That's the view of that was presented by those organizations. And most of your audience, probably all of them, know the other ideas, grassy knoll shooters, the latest one of, it's not really the latest, it's just the latest that's been on television, of a Secret Service agent accidentally shooting our 35th president.
Yeah.
Those can all be tested by looking at the physical evidence. This is what really bothers me after 50 years. The physical evidence is always consistent with the truth. The problem is no one has bothered to explain the physical evidence and what it tells us and what you can rule out. And a forensic scientist, any scientist, should use what's called the scientific method to test hypotheses, to test theories, and not go in with the idea of, I want to prove this, but rather, I want to see if the physical evidence supports this or does it refute it. And if we just have, let's say, three choices, let's just make it two. Two guns or one gun. That can quickly be established from the available physical evidence, and it's as sound today as it was in 1963. It's all in the National Archives. That physical ballistic evidence has been reviewed by multiple forensic scientists. They have consistently found that the rifle on the sixth floor fired two bullets. One of them is on the stretcher. It's more popularly known as the magic bullet, although it's not magic. Sometimes pristine bullet. It's not pristine. That's matched back to Oswald's rifle. There's a broken up 6.5-millimeter Carcano bullet on the floorboard of the car. Even though it's badly damaged, that's matched back to the rifle. There are three cartridge cases found in the so-called sniper's nest. Those are matched to the rifle. So the idea of multiple guns, there's not a piece of evidence that would suggest it, not a bullet fragment, not a piece of lead. So that's the way you proceed. Any of us in the forensic community proceed. Look at the available physical evidence. What does it rule out? What does it support? And if you can ideally come down to there's only choice A and B, and if you can rule out A, then B, even if it may seem improbable, may even appear impossible to people, if those are our two choices, B is the truth of the matter.
I'm really glad you mentioned the Secret Service theory, which is ridiculous, but Reels Channel gave it some hype last weekend when they aired that. And I'm curious if, even after your show airs on PBS Wednesday night, if you think conspiracy theorists will accept your conclusions.
I don't really care. I do care about people that are willing to take the time, if they have an interest in history. To me, history is sacred. It shouldn't be tampered with. It shouldn't be perverted. It shouldn't be lied about. And if any member of the public is willing to ask a few questions, what is the physical evidence that supports the Reels, the smoking gun?
gun.
Yeah, there is none, just as with all these other conspiracy theories. And one of the things that drives me crazy on a regular basis is people who make claims. They make extraordinary claims without offering extraordinary proof. And I'm glad that you took the time to go back and look at it and use the scientific method to discover the truth. I will be watching on Wednesday, and I thank you for your time today.
You're very welcome.
Lucian Hogg. His book is called Shooting Incident Reconstruction. The show is called Cold Case JFK, Wednesday night on PBS. This is America Weekend. America.